Hi, folks. Nathan here again. We have a great interview with Will Estrada from HSLDA. He's a California attorney. We'll be talking a little bit about the HISET, which is the replacement for the California High School Proficiency Exam, or CHESP. So stay tuned for that, and I'll do a little wrap-up at the end.
Welcome to The Frontline with FPM, where we talk about California politics, homeschool freedom, parental rights, and the family. I'm your host, Nathan Pierce, and thanks for joining us today. Let's jump right in and see what's going on here on The Frontline.
All right, thanks for coming on, Will. This is a great pleasure to have you on our podcast. And Will Estrada is a California attorney at Homeschool Legal Defense Association, and I'm really thankful that you're there fighting for our freedoms, and definitely not just in California, but across the country. You're involved in a lot of parts of HSLDA, not just California. So thank you for doing all that, and thank you for being here.
Well, it is great to be here with you, Nathan. We're deeply grateful for your work in California and for all that Family Protection Ministries does. So great to be on with you.
I wanted to check in with you about some of the things happening with the California test that helps give a high school equivalency certificate. And that used to be called the CHESP. Now it's called the HISET. There's been some developments as they've made that transition over the last year or so. And there have been some challenges, but it seems like, at least for the time being, we're coming out the other side of that.
Well, yes. So I guess first, by way of background, sometimes people are like, well, what is the HISET? And it used to be known as the CHESP. And for lack of a better term, it's basically a proficiency exam that students can take. It's optional. It's not mandatory. California families who educate their children at home are blessed to have a very good law under which to educate your children at home. There are no mandatory tests. But families would often say, well, you know, my children are nearing graduation from our home education program. And some families would reach out to HSLDA and say, should we take the CHESP or the HISET? And it's really one of those things that we would always tell families, it's up to you. There's no legal requirement to do so. Your parent-issued high school diploma and transcript are sufficient. The federal government has made it very clear they're sufficient for enlistment in the military, for receiving federal student aid if you go to a college or university that participates in federal lending programs. The difficulty has been in California. California is one of a handful of states, New York is another one, where home-educated students and graduates still run into discrimination, for lack of a better term. If you're wanting to go to one of the University of California system universities or colleges, even the community colleges, oftentimes families children educated at home, homeschool graduates would run into difficulty. And so the HISET, formerly known as the CHESP, can be very effective in saying, well, I've got my homeschool diploma and transcript, but I also took this HISET as well, which shows diploma equivalency. It's also very important for students graduates who are considering going into a state job, like a fire, law enforcement, peace officer, Department of Corrections job in California as well. And so that's kind of the background of the HISET, not mandatory, but oftentimes, homeschool graduates will take it, or students who are finishing up their homeschool high school program, and it can kind of smooth the way for those students. So we had an HSLDA member family reach out to us, Nathan, because they had registered to take the HISET, two of their students who were in high school, and they got back this automated message from the California Department of Education saying, you may not register for it unless you have accredited transcripts from the local public school. So the family contacted us. We went and looked at the law. You know, first thing you do as an attorney, and there's nothing in the law saying that you need to show transcripts from the public school. So we sent them a legal letter. We, of course, cited the Jonathan L. decision from the California Court of Appeal in 2008, which made it very clear that homeschooling is legal under California's private school law. It was a landmark case in California. We included the family's homeschool issued transcripts and diplomas, And within a couple days, we sent that to the Superintendent of Public Instruction in California. Within a few days, we got a nice email back saying they've updated the webpage to make it very clear that homeschoolers are eligible to register and take the HISET. And the family was immediately cleared without any other problems to register and take the HISET. So we were very pleased to see that. And we hope that this will serve moving forwards to, if a California homeschool family chooses to take the HISET, that they won't have any other difficulty.
Wow. Yeah, that's seems like a great outcome for a story like that. And I know that you guys deal with stuff like this all the time, all across the country. And I'm glad that you're able to do that. And my job is constantly monitoring code sections like that, where we have the rights to have access to tests like this. But, you know, when it comes to a government agency that is not honoring what the law says, I'm so glad you guys are there to step up and say, hey guys, here's what the law says, and here's all of the background of the court cases that point to that, and recognize and acknowledge that homeschooling is not only legitimate in California, but homeschool families have access to this test just like any other student. And I always joke with people that I'm really glad that HSLDA is there to send in the strong, firmly worded letters to the people that are not following the law, because we need you guys.
Well, Nathan, I'm a homeschool graduate. My wife is also a homeschool graduate, and my wife and I homeschool our two kids in Virginia. But I'm on red eye flights all the time to and from California to serve the homeschool community. I think it's important to point out we may not have won this little hiccup that we had with our letter if it wasn't for the work that you and Family Protection Ministries do in California. If the law had said that families need to have an accredited transcript from their local public school in order to take the HISET, you know, I don't know if we would have won. We would have probably been stuck in expensive and lengthy litigation. One other example is we recently won a major just kind of issue before the California Department of Public Health over phlebotomists. We had several homeschool graduates who had actually received phlebotomy licenses, and then inexplicably the California Department of Public Health pulled their licenses, revoked them, saying, oh wait, you need to have an accredited diploma from an accredited public or private school in California, and you don't have that, so we're revoking your licenses. And so same thing, we went and looked at the code. It does not say you need to have a high school diploma. It just says a high school diploma. So we sent the California Department of Public Health a letter making it very clear that they were acting contrary to law. And within a few days, they folded, and these two hardworking homeschool graduates had their phlebotomy licenses. Phlebotomists draw blood, fancy word for right. Those who draw blood. They had their phlebotomy licenses reinstated, and today they're able to serve people in the healthcare community in California.
And I think it's important to point out, too, you talk about writing a letter, and it's not as simple as just saying, hey, Mr. So-and-so, that's not following the law, you need to follow the law. There's a lot of work that goes into this. So when Will's talking about just writing one of these letters to a government official that's operating outside the law, it takes some time. It takes some legal research trying to figure out, okay, what are they doing exactly? And what does the law say? What are all the other laws that apply to this? What are all the court decisions that have played into this? And how do we lay this out in such a way that is firm and winsome and seeks for the best outcome for homeschool families? So it's not just a quick note. It's a lot of work, and so I appreciate that too, because I know there's a lot of work that goes into those letters, because I've seen some of the letters, and there's a lot of work there, I can tell.
Well, you're kind, Nathan, and you're right, actually. The phlebotomy issue in particular, I had lengthy conversations with a senior attorney at California Department of Public Health, and you know, going over the code and going over the facts of the case and going over the case law. So I'm thrilled to serve homeschoolers in California. As you mentioned, I'm a California licensed attorney, also licensed in the District of Columbia and several federal circuits. So that really helps when I'm kind of going to the mat for home educated students and graduates in California. And it's personal for me. I love what I get to do.
Yeah, well, it comes through and it shows, and
And
we
same for
appreciate it.
you. I mean, you're a homeschool graduate, and you and your wife homeschool your kids too. So we are, living out what we're doing
That's
here.
right. That's right. And I wanted to mention too, one more thing before we go. We're looking forward to seeing you out here in California late summer for our Homeschool Freedom Day out in San Diego. So come and join us. Will's going to be presenting there, and do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, the first thought is every time I fly to San Diego, I am like, this is why people move to California. Maybe I should consider moving to California. So it's always a privilege to come out to California, but particularly San Diego.
Yes.
And I just love coming out to California because, I talk to people often and they will say, oh, it's just everything's so expensive and energy is so expensive. And sometimes we have water problems, either too little water or too much water. But for all those issues, particularly for homeschool families, you're just so blessed in California. I handle numerous states for homeschool legal defense. And California is one of the best states I have. For example, I handle Pennsylvania as well, and 90% of my contacts. Enjoy in California. And freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. So the work you're doing with having this Homeschool Freedom Day in San Diego, and Nathan, you and FPM and Chia are all over California doing this. It's so important to continue to build relationships, but also to just kind of remind people of we need to stand together to continue to advance homeschool freedom in California.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Will. I really appreciate your time today and for all the work that you're doing behind the scenes that most of us don't even know about to keep our freedoms alive. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Nathan.
All right. Well, I always appreciate having Will on, and we're grateful for the work that he did so far on the HISET and getting homeschoolers access to that. And we also will have some follow-up to that in the coming weeks as we answer a few more questions on that topic. And hopefully you can join us for our Homeschool Freedom Day with Will in San Diego. And that's coming up in August 24th. Prior to that, there's also going to be the day before, August 23rd, is going to be a Chia leadership event in the evening. So join us for that if you can as well. The event on August 24th, the Homeschool Freedom Day in San Diego, is going to be geared toward training folks to be advocates for private homeschooling here in California. Whether you can make it to the Capitol or not, we have things that you can engage with even from your own home. So certainly, we'd love to see you there. We're going to have Will Estrada coming all the way out from HSLDA, as well as Zan Tyler. And so hopefully you can join us for that. And we're really looking forward to it. It's an event that we are excited about. And hopefully you will be able to join us and learn about how you can make a difference with advocacy in California. So that's it for now. Hopefully you have a great Easter weekend, and God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of The Front Line with FPM. For more information about the topics we discuss here, check out Family Protection Ministries at fpmca.org and subscribe to our channel.